The strong force is one of the four fundamental forces of nature, alongside gravitation, electromagnetism, and the weak force, and is responsible for the interactions between quarks, which are the constituents of protons and neutrons, amongst other exotic matter. In the PANDA experiment, antiproton-proton annihilation events will be produced at energies capable of forming the charmonium meson, the bound state of a charm quark and antiquark, in order to study this force. When this decays, and in fact does very quickly, it produces secondary particles that can be detected with various instruments that aid in path and identification reconstruction. Since charmonium states decay at such a rapid rate, we are unable to observe it by itself, so the utmost accuracy is paramount when considering these secondary particles. The PANDA experiment is still under construction, so we are in a phase where we must attempt to identify shortcomings in the technical design of the experiment by running simulations using the PandaRoot software framework. Charmonium is very well understood in the field of experimental particle physics as a sensitive test of quantum chromodynamics, our current best model of the strong interaction, so it is commonly used as a benchmark of sorts of how well a detector is performing. If simulations show deviations from expected values, either the design of the experiment is flawed, or the simulations themselves are flawed, then it's beneficial if either of those problems are identified, since particle physics experiments are and will be depended on by thousands of physicists daily for investigation into the details of the four fundamental forces. While the commercial applications of understanding the interactions between quarks are not currently obvious, the real goal of understanding these forces is to understand how the very foundation of reality behaves, which has far-reaching physical and philosophical impacts.